about some of the brilliant things that are going on in our local area, and a 30th anniversary is looming. Surrey Sculpture Society is celebrating their 30th anniversary. And in order to celebrate this wonderful occasion, the National Trust are delighted to be installing a new sculpture trail at the Claremont Landscape Garden in Esher this summer. So that outdoor exhibition will run from the 8th of June to the 14th of July this year. And it's going to be a combination of some really wonderful sculptures alongside the opportunity to experience a garden created by some of the nation's greatest landscape gardeners. Let's talk to Caroline Wheaton, who can tell us more. Caroline, I would imagine, although we've got a little while to go to this, so we're in a fairly bleak February at the moment, but a lot of plans afoot, I would imagine, at the moment.
Absolutely, Sarah. Yeah, our 30th anniversary year. We've got a packed year, and Claremont being a new trail for us, the icing on the cake, in a new trail at Esher. So we've got Ramps the Garden starting in May, Claremont in June, back at Savile Garden in the autumn, and then finishing off at West Horsley Place. So we've got a really Surrey packed year, which is great for us.
So what kind of sculptures will be on display as part of this trail?
So we've got a wide variety of skills and materials in our sculptures. So there'll be everything from bronze to ceramic. We've got metal workers. You'll see a wide variety in material, but also a wide variety of styles, through from real classical style through to modern abstract. So very much something for everyone.
And actually, what a wonderful setting this particular garden will be for these sculptures. I can imagine that the combination works really well together.
Oh, I mean, such a privilege to be in such a historic place and, you know, to be in the hands of, as you said, our greatest landscape gardeners have all put their mark on Claremont, and it's been used for generations for pleasure and relaxation. So it'll be a real showcase for art and nature mixing together.
You're making me feel wistful for the summer months, because this obviously happens in June and July. I can imagine how beautiful it will be to go along to these wonderful gardens, look at the sculptures, and there's a lake there and beautiful surroundings. It just sounds like a perfect way to spend a summer's day.
Absolutely. Great day out for all the family. As you say, it's going to be a beautiful trail right around the lake, so fully accessible. And, you know, there's always a fantastic cafe and tea room if you want to round off your summer day out with a bit of a gorgeous snack. So, I think something for everyone, Sarah, and it'll be a real absolute feast for the summer.
And an opportunity to do some shopping as well, because I understand that these sculptures or some of the artwork will be on sale too.
Absolutely. All our sculptures are for sale. And I think a garden like this allows you to see how those sculptures will look in a garden sort of setting. So hopefully a garden design inspiration for people who walk round. And as you say, they can buy those sculptures and have them at home to enjoy for a much longer period.
Now, it's a little while ahead, as we said. It doesn't start till June, but it's always good to plan ahead. How do people find out more information and have a look and find out more details of exactly what's going on?
So go to our website, surreysculpture.org.uk, and our entire programme for the year will be there. As I say, we've got other exhibitions as well as Claremont Landscape Garden this year. So go to that website, surreysculpture.org.uk, and all the details are on there.
Well, looking forward to talking more about this closer to the time. A real pleasure to have you on the programme. Thank you for joining us, Caroline. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a good afternoon.
You too. It sounds